Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What's up, everybody, and welcome in to Commanding the Huddle. I am your host, Ryan Fowler, happy to be joined today by one of the premier receivers in the 2024 NFL Draft. That is Joshua Cephas, wide receiver from UTSA. Joshua, first things first, man. I know it's been a busy pre-draft process for you already since the season ended just a few months ago. How's everything been here over these last few months or so heading in to what is going to be your first NFL preseason here in these next few months?
It's been pretty fun. The experience of my dream coming to pass is pretty fun, but really just looking forward to the next steps of getting to the draft.
Josh, what are some parts of your game, man, over these last few months or so, right, when the season ended? You've gone back to go in the film and everything like that, and obviously you had a hell of a season in your last year as a roadrunner. Are there some things that you're looking to fine-tune in your game, whether it's route running, whether it's your hands, whether it's blocking on the perimeter? What are some things, man, that you're looking to fine-tune in your game here over these last few months?
I'm looking to fine-tune, create more separation downfield, making the big plays. Of course, I'm still trying to fine-tune my hands, my route running, getting in and out of breaks very fast, faster than any other DBs. Route running, really just getting open and creating more separation.
Josh, for those that weren't able to watch you down at UTSA over these last few years and the success that you had, what are teams getting in a guy like Joshua Cephas, not only as a receiver and ability to make plays on the perimeter, but also as a young man, a leader in the locker room as well?
Yeah, 100%. They're getting a hands catcher. Very, very accurate with my hands. I've only had one drop out of 111 targets. Yeah. They're getting a very physical run blocker and a good route runner for sure. Getting in and out of my breaks faster than most receivers and all DBs. So those are some of the things that they'll be getting from me.
Joshua, take me through your time, man, down there at UTSA to where, look, NFL talent is being pumped out every single year. It's not just yourself, but obviously guys like Tariq Woolen over the years, Spencer Burford, even a guy like Sincere McCormick in years past. NFL talent's pumping out every single year for you guys. Talk to you about your time down there. It helped you evolve as a player and as a man as well.
Coach Taylor just does a great job of creating men out of the boys that he gets. He says it all the time. His culture pillars: integrity, passion, mental and physical toughness, being selfless, and giving perfect effort. Those culture pillars create men and shape you as a person. So he's done a great job playing with those guys. Playing with NFL caliber players has been great. Playing with Sincere, Spencer, Tariq Woolen, all those guys do very, very pro style things and taking notes in meetings, getting extra work outside of practice, working very hard in practice. All those things those dudes do as pros. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
You had a hell of a week down at the Shrine Bowl, getting the invite there from Eric Galco and his staff down there in Frisco. What was your experience like? And really, Josh, just more so the importance of you to strap up in the UTSA helmet one more time, strap up there against some of the best competition in the country, go head-to-head, nose-to-nose, and show NFL scouts that obviously you have what it takes to make an impact on their NFL roster.
It was a great experience. Like you say, getting feedback from active NFL NFL coaches, I'm sorry, was great. Playing against great college players from all over the country, Michigan, Alabama, Texas, all those different schools were great. And I think I showed I deserved to play against those guys and be in that bowl game.
Joshua, take me through your week as far as game film study and things that you look at in corners, whether it's a guy on the outside that's maybe a little bit smaller, wants to play a little bit more press or use his footwork, or maybe you're facing a guy that wants to align 3-4 yards off, that's got 33s for arms and wants to use his length a little bit against a guy like yourself that's a bigger guy that can also run and be physical as well. Take me into your film study as far as tendencies, alignment, different things that you look at when facing either a man or zone corner and how it helps you win a rep before the ball's ever snapped.
Really, I'll just start off with alignment. Just see where they line up. After that, I'll go to the stance, see if they're heavy and on their toes in their stance, meaning they want to get hands on or try to jam you. If they're on their heels, if they want to motor and kind of give space so they can see what you're doing. On the linebackers, same thing as well. Just alignment. See about their stance, and then from then I'll go to the coverage. See what their responsibilities are supposed to do, so I know how to attack them.
Josh, I want to go back into your background just a little bit, man, even back to high school. Obviously, you weren't just a hell of a football player, but you also were a hell of a baseball player as well, and you were a hell of a high jumper as well in high school. Can you just talk about the importance for you of playing multiple sports, being a multiple sport athlete, being versatile, and your athletic profile, if you will, and just really the importance even now for kids that are growing up now that sometimes they want to commit to one sport at 8, 9 years old. Just talk about that versatility for you as an athlete and how it helped you evolve as a football player as a whole.
Playing multiple sports definitely helped. Just the hand-eye coordination that you get from baseball definitely translates to football from playing my position. I feel like that's a big part in why I don't drop too many balls. My hand-eye coordination is very well. I watch the front tip of the ball and it tells me everything that I need to do. Man, as far as high jump, man, that goes into high point of football for sure. Just being able to get over DBs and actually go get the football, it definitely makes you a lot of money in the NFL.
Couple more for you, Josh, before we get you out of here. We talked about your game on the field, when you're all strapped up, what you're going to offer for an NFL offense. But what are some things, man, that you like to do away from football, right? We all got lives outside of football, man. What are some things you like to do? You're a video game guy. You like to cook. What are some things you like to do, man, away from football?
I hate cooking. I do not like to cook. But I like to play pool.
Okay.
It's a pretty smooth game. A technical game. I like to get my mind off of things by really just shooting basketball. Really is kind of fun. Just to get your blood going. Fun competition. I love binge watching shows. Okay. I love binge watching shows. Probably the thing that I like to do the most is bowl. Bowling is pretty fun.
So a couple follow-ups to those. For basketball, you got to tell me who your favorite player in the NBA is right now, who your favorite team is as well. And then you said the other thing, what do you like to do? Oh, binge watch. You like to binge watch shows. Man, you got to give me a couple shows that you like as well.
Okay, I got you. My favorite player in the NBA is Steph Curry for sure.
Okay.
Man, he definitely changed the game. What shows do I want to put you on?
Have you seen, I know Squid Game was a big one long ago.
Squid Games, that was a crazy show. I just finished Game of Thrones probably like a month ago. Okay. I know that's an old show, but if you haven't seen it, you have to go see it.
I have not seen it. I'll definitely check it out, Josh. First thing, and last thing for you, man, before we get you out of here. When you look back on this process from high school to your career that you had at UTSA, where for those out there that are listening to this that aren't familiar, you know, check out Josh's game to where you look at a career year in 2023, reaching highs in receptions, targets, touchdowns, yards, over nearly 1,200 yards in 2023. Man, just how special is this moment going to be for you and your family when you hear your name called in April?
It's gonna be everything, man. You work so hard to hear your name called or to sign that piece of paper. And, man, I just want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for me almost being at that point. You know, I've been working hard, very hard for about 18 years since I was four, just to get to this level, you know. So, man, it would mean everything to me.
And Josh, last one for you, man. Your dad played football at Texas Southern. Your uncle played ball at Tulane and then the NFL with the Eagles in Philly and then down with the Saints down there in New Orleans. Can you just talk about growing up in a lineage of athletes to where success is really that standard, that athletic excellence, but also rolling over every single day out of bed and expecting the best version of yourself as a man? So just growing up in that household where it's competitive and you got athletes everywhere, how has that helped you evolve as a man?
Man, it's been huge in my process. Really, my dad raised me to be a competitor. Yeah. He always used to say, I don't care if you're shooting jack, you better be shooting to try to win. So, right. Man, really, he just woke me up every day, and really just started my process of being hungry and wanting to be the best at everything I do. Whether that's a jumping jack competition, it don't matter. He wants you to be the best. So, really, it just shaped me to be the best off the field as well. Whether that's me being the best husband I can be, the best father I could be, or the best sibling I could be, just anything like that.
All right, everyone, that's my conversation with Joshua Cephas, wide receiver from UTSA. If you hadn't had a chance to check out this kid's game, he is a grown-ass man on the perimeter, bottom line. This kid, 6'3", about 190, can run. He mentioned his ability to block on the perimeter. If you're a guy like him that's going to come in and be that wide receiver 3 type in an offense, you got to be physical on the outside. And team's going to expect you to block, not only be able to create separation on the perimeter. So my thanks to Joshua Cephas. Again, I mentioned it just a little bit earlier ago as far as the season that he had in 2023, where every single year he got better and better and better. And UTSA, where their offense was one of the premier offenses in their conference, athletes every single year coming out of there. I mentioned Tariq Woolen, to where Seattle took him, and he's become one of the top young corners in football. Spencer Burford started along the offensive line for 2 years already for the San Francisco 49ers as a fourth-round pick. And then you look at their receivers room over these last few years with, of course, Josh Cephas, DeCorian Clark, Zachary Franklin before he transferred out. They just got athletes on athletes on athletes coming out of UTSA every year. And I'm extremely excited to see this kid get an opportunity this summer as he moves into his rookie season in the NFL. So, as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. A lot more of these prospect interviews to come out here as we move closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. My work is on Twitter at _RyanFowler and on Bleacher Report and the Draft Network. So, as always, appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find this podcast on all podcast platforms. I will talk to you soon. I am Ryan Fowler, and this is Commanding the Huddle.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.